We're inside Mr. Bonder's heart.
Almost done, Mr. Bonder. Hold it there, please, nurse.
The Heart and Stroke Foundation was behind research leading to treatments, making it possible to repair Mr. Bonder's aortic valve.
All right, that should do it.
So, what's the big deal, you ask? Mr. Bonder hasn't been born yet.
Nice work, everyone.
Saving babies' lives before they're even born. This is what happens when you put your heart into it. Learn more at heartandstroke.ca.
It is National Heart Month in Canada, and we are talking with Bridget Lambert today on the News and Music Show. Bridget is affiliated with the Heart and Stroke Foundation of the Estrie region.
What is the mandate for the Heart and Stroke Foundation in the townships?
Well, it's the same everywhere. In fact, mm-hmm. it's research and the promotion of health. Mm-hmm. So it's very important for us to get more and more money to invest in research and also to promote health all over the place. We did some clinics last week and the week before and meet people from the Eastern Townships who talked to them about the heart factors and what is important to do and what is important not to do to keep your heart in good health.
Okay. How is the situation for heart disease in the townships?
Well, just about the same as everywhere. Mm-hmm. I must admit, it's one of the very important facts for people. It's an important disease. It still is, and for many people now, they look at it as a very simple thing. You know, they go to the hospital. They get operated, and after they feel good and all that. But, you know, it still is one of the most important death reason today in Canada. So we still have a lot of research to do, and we do a lot of research for women, too, because it used to be a man sickness. Mm-hmm. But it's more and more a woman thing, too.
Okay.
So people should be aware of that.
Mm-hmm. So women are at risk just as much as men are.
Just the same, if not more.
Okay. How would they be more at risk?
Well, because it's not a sickness that used to be a woman's sickness. So mm-hmm. they don't feel as threatened, and they don't take care of their health as much as for men. It used mm-hmm. to be the main target. So they are very careful of their heart health, and mm-hmm. as soon as they feel bad, they think of it. But not women. They will think it's digestion, all kinds of other sickness except heart.
Okay.
And it's more and more important for them to take care of their heart.
Mm-hmm. Is maybe one of the reasons is the fact that women are always busy looking out for everyone else in the family.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right.
Okay. What are some risk factors for heart disease?
We look at the obesity.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the factors.
Mm-hmm.
Tabagism.
Diabetes.
One of the, other factor.
Okay.
People who don't move. A lot of people don't do exercise and don't go out.
Mm-hmm.
After we have also food.
Mm-hmm.
Too much food or not good food
mm-hmm.
is also a factor that mm-hmm. is very bad for you.
Okay. Do you think people are eating better or staying about
the same? I think people know more and more.
Mm-hmm.
But because everyone is very worried and very mm-hmm. in a hurry all the time,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure we do eat that well.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for us to eat good food and fresh food and a lot of vegetables and
mm-hmm.
fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure we know it, but it's something to know it and
mm-hmm.
to do it with something else.
Right, okay. There's a new Canada food guide out.
Yes.
Are you familiar with this?
Not yet. We haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Maybe it's out in Montreal, but not here yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that it's more aimed towards different ages
mm-hmm.
and also for men and for women. So it's I think it's similar to the other one, but maybe more detailed.
Okay.
Depending on your age, depending on your sex, depending on different factors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what are some types of symptoms that people might notice that might make them think, oh, maybe I should see my family doctor? Or
yeah, well, you know, people who do, they have, it's hard for them to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's one of the factor.
Mm-hmm.
When people get ache in their in their chest,
mm-hmm.
so it's one of the factor too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when people get a bit too fat, they should go and see their doctor and see what they can do
mm-hmm.
to minimize that
mm-hmm.
because it comes up quite fast
mm-hmm.
and it's harder to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important for people to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
The age is also one of the factor. Even
mm-hmm.
if we're in good shape, it's important to go and see your doctor regularly.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
We better prevent than to cure.
Mm-hmm.
We also ask female to take care of their heart and be more careful. And
mm-hmm.
if people do smoke, it's important they take care of their heart and maybe see their doctor more often because they're
mm-hmm.
aimed for heart disease.
Okay, and so we have a lot of different risk factors, obesity, diabetes, lack of exercise, eating incorrectly, smoking,
yes.
and for sure everybody needs a regular checkup with their family doctor at least once a year or more often if you have a specific problem, and it's
That's
important
right.
to be honest with your doctor too.
Yes.
Okay.
And honest with you too,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I think for a woman that might be a problem because
mm-hmm.
we take care of everyone, but we don't think of us very often, do we?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And are women more prone to heart disease as they age, entering the perimenopausal or the menopausal years?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
they say so. But
mm-hmm.
I also think that, you know, before men were smoking and they had a lot of work and they were stressed and all that,
mm-hmm.
but now women are just doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting more and more stressed, and they're working hard, and they're working out of the house and
mm-hmm.
in the house. And,
mm-hmm.
and so I just think that they do the same thing as men used to do. So that's one of the
mm-hmm.
the reason why now they are aimed just as much as men were and still are.
Okay, so stress is definitely a high risk factor.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so the mind and body is very much connected then, you'd say?
That's right.
Okay. A lot of people take high blood pressure medicine. A lot of people have high blood pressure, and they think, oh, well, as long as I take my medicine, it won't lead to anything worse. Is there a big connection between high blood pressure leading to heart disease?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
There is, and a lot of people do not know that they have high pressure
mm-hmm.
because they get used to the symptoms and everything, and they live with it,
mm-hmm.
but that's why we do also clinics where
mm-hmm.
we take blood pressure.
Okay.
And talk to people about that
mm-hmm.
and try to encourage them to once more to go and see their doctor
mm-hmm.
and make sure that their blood pressure is well controlled.
Exactly, because it is a silent killer. There's not necessarily any connection of symptoms and people
that's
may
right.
not notice it.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
And it's so easy now. There's so many clinics around, and there's machines in pharmacies, so there's really no excuse.
No, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that sometimes when we arrive in pharmacies and a place like that, we're not in the best condition to take our pressure because
mm-hmm.
we have been walking and all that. So sometimes we do take it, but it's good to be aware. But at the same time, we should know that we're not in the best conditions to do it.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's really important to keep a chart of not just, you know, your blood pressure at one time, but
that's
different
right.
times of the day. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. About how much exercise should somebody be doing to protect themselves, to help protect themselves, I should say?
Well, it's at least 30 minutes or more
okay.
Most of the days of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So if people keep on walking, dancing,
mm-hmm.
Just go up the stairs instead of taking the elevator. I think there is little tricks like that we should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's not really to take 30 minutes of your time and do hard exercise. It's just to take every little occasion to do it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
And try to do it at least 30 minutes per day.
Okay, 13 or 30?
30.
30,
yes.
Okay, that's not a lot, okay? And
it's
you know,
not a lot, but
yeah.
It's the first thing that we often pushed away
exactly.
When we're very busy and with our schedule and all that. So.
Mm-hmm. And there's choices all around us, as you say. We can take the stairs instead of the elevator. Different things like that will add up
That's right,
over
and
time.
Just play with the kids and dance a bit and, you know, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Take care.
Exactly.
Take time to have fun.
Yeah.
At least 30 minutes a day.
Okay, and that will help the stress factor in all of us, too.
That's right. You're right.
So, you know, it's important for adults to play, too. There's a lot of different activities out there today, a lot of different sports. If you don't like sports, there's walking even and all kinds of stuff.
That's right.
Okay. What have been some recent research? Has there been a lot of research done, and have we moved a lot farther to finding different cures for heart diseases?
We have.
Mm-hmm.
We have done a lot of research, and we have found a lot of things. I think that people today who have heart disease live a lot longer and a lot better than they used to. But that is also one of the reasons why people forget that they have heart problems, because they live so well. And it's important to keep in mind that health, your heart health is fragile, and that we need to work on it, and that we have a certain power on our health, heart health. So it's we have like the pacemaker, which is one of the big discovery. As I was saying earlier, we do more and more research on women too, because the heart problem is a bit different for women than men, and we don't see. They're not as aware of heart problems as men are.
Mm-hmm.
So we do some research to make sure that the women are also well taken care of when they have signs of health problem. And we also have here in the Eastern Townships, we have 11 researchers who are working on obesity, for example, and trying to find ways to cut people to catch them earlier in the process, because you know, if you're fat and the other person is as fat as you, you're not. It's not because you're the same size and that you're as aimed, or I don't know how I can say it, but you're not. You don't have the same
metabolism.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. So, what is the best one in between those two? So they're researching a lot on the difference in between two person who have the same size and same, they do the same exercise, and why one is more at ease to get those sickness than the other one.
Okay. So every person is different, then they're doing...
Every person is different,
doing more research to, you know, make a personalized program for each person.
That's right. And pharmacists also, you know, they're developing more and more medication. For people to make sure that even if you're touched by this sickness, you will be able to live better and longer.
Okay, are we seeing a lot more heart disease and high blood pressure starting early in teens?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, we are, because kids don't do a lot of exercise. I remember, I'm 40, and I remember when I was young, we were playing outside, and we were playing in the snow, and even if it was freezing outside, we were out there. But now you walk in the streets and all that, and you don't see as much kids as we used to. They play more inside. They do a lot of computer games and things like that, and it's sad, because it's really joy to... It's something that is very important to be playing outside and do exercise, and it's something that you cultivate very early in your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you do like to play outside, you will like it when you get older too. But if you don't learn to like it and to do it, you won't do it when you will be older and adult.
Oh, exactly. So, you know, we can safely say that watching television and videos and video games and sitting in front of the computer is certainly a risk factor to developing heart disease.
That's right. Well, okay. You can do it, but for, mm-hmm. you know, you have to do something else too,
mm-hmm.
and develop your outdoor activity is the best.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. February 14th is Congenital Heart Disease Day. Is that correct?
Well, it's important. It's Valentine's Day, but there's mm-hmm. all kinds of activities.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, February is the heart month.
Mm-hmm.
So during that month, we have all kinds of activities. But I must admit that on February 14th,
mm-hmm.
Here in the Eastern Township, especially
mm-hmm.
here in Sherbrooke, in Boston Pizza, they invite clients to buy their heart-shaped pizza. $1 on each pizza will be given to the Heart and Stroke Foundation.
Okay.
And the same for Catagrec, who is also one of our generous partners. They're given $1 on each bill during that day.
Okay.
In Quaticook, there is also a show that will be given tomorrow. So
mm-hmm.
Réjean Houdet and 20 of his friends we'll be doing a show for the Heart and Stroke Foundation. So
mm-hmm.
it's a busy day tomorrow.
Okay, that's great. That's
yes.
great. Are there more children being born with heart defects or less, do you think?
I don't think so.
No?
If there
okay.
is, they're more, they're taking care
mm-hmm.
very fast.
Okay.
Now they do all kinds of operation, which is
mm-hmm.
is wonderful. It's really a miracle.
I mean, it's
and,
amazing.
So young people can live very well and healthy after some they grow up and all that. And we in fact we had a show last November with someone from Le Salizé in Sherbrooke, and
mm-hmm.
one of the porte-parole.
Mm-hmm.
She had heart disease when she was young.
Okay.
She was operated, and now she's 17. She has a great voice, and she's in good health, and she can do everything that the other kids can do. So it's wonderful to see it.
It is wonderful. That's great. So there's been certainly a lot of major headway in the research on heart disease and
yes,
operations
that's right.
and things.
And last
okay.
week we were hearing that someone had a transplant of a, I don't know, I think it's a pacemaker, but they could hear or they could have news from the pacemaker even at
mm-hmm.
distance,
mm-hmm.
which is incredible.
It is incredible. It
that's
is
right. So
yeah.
we keep on researching and trying to find a good solution to really solve the heart problems.
Okay.
The heart and stroke problems.
Right, because yeah. one goes with the other.
That's right.
Okay, great. If we look in our family, is it important to be aware of our relatives,
That's
our present
right.
relatives and past, if they had heart disease?
Yes, it is important.
Okay.
And I was saying earlier that often men don't realize that it still is a heart disease for them,
mm-hmm.
and it's important for them too to realize that their spouse and their loved one is and their daughter and their mom is also at risk,
mm-hmm.
and if the woman don't take care of their health, I think that people who surround them should be,
mm-hmm.
because it's very important.
Right. Okay. What types of heart disease usually run genetically?
Well, if we talk about cholesterol, which is
mm-hmm.
one of the factors,
okay,
it's genetic. So, in some cases, it's genetic. So, if in your family there is a lot of cholesterol, you might also be a subject to
mm-hmm.
for the cholesterol. It's also the same thing for diabetes. It runs in the family often.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we see. People, the size of people, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you're in a obese family, you're
mm-hmm.
at risk to be as well, because you often do the same thing as your parents did,
mm-hmm.
and you eat
mm-hmm.
the same way you
mm-hmm.
learn to eat, and you exercise the same way as people encourage you to do. So you do what you learn earlier
mm-hmm.
in life.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it basically, if we start feeding our babies and children, giving them a taste for sugar and all kinds
That's
of processed
right.
foods, they'll grow up too, you know.
And, yeah, and yeah. I'm sure people don't do it to be bad or
no.
to hurt other people, but
mm-hmm.
it's just sometimes faster because we don't have time, so it's faster to feed people something
mm-hmm.
that is already done for us,
mm-hmm.
or to get the bag of chips instead of doing vegetable sticks or things like that.
Mm-hmm, exactly,
so.
Yeah. But, you know, we can, you know, maybe break the pattern here and make fast food out of vegetables and fruits and have some stocked in the fridge. And
yes.
Yeah, and then
I think people
yeah.
are more educated and know more and more about exercise, know more and more about food, what is good, what is not, and
mm-hmm.
and there is now lots of books how to read the labels on the products.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to be able to look at it and to understand what it means.
Exactly. What are some things that we should be aware of when we're reading labels?
Well, when we think about shortening, for example, the
mm-hmm.
Fat, you know, the trans fat, I think
mm-hmm.
you see in English,
mm-hmm.
and sugar, everything related to sugar. There
mm-hmm.
is so much sugar in every food. When you read a label, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I think the best way to eat well is to buy fresh food and to cook.
Mm-hmm.
It demands time, it demands
mm-hmm.
A bit of our imagination and creativity, but it's really the best way to do it and make sure that you know what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you put in your pâté chinois. I don't know, shepherd pie, I think
mm-hmm.
in English, and
mm-hmm.
you know what you put
mm-hmm.
in the. So it's the easier way to do it. And now you have such a variety of fruit and vegetables. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a great hint there. Now Valentine's Day is coming up tomorrow, so, you know,
yes.
there's lots of alternatives to candies. There's flowers, movies, all kinds of things, and sports equipment, and just getting out and having a great time with your loved one or with your family.
Yes, and tomorrow they say it's supposed to be stormy, so it's nice to go outside and have a nice walk. It's very romantic.
It is. Okay, anything else that we should know? For instance, you have a website?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
It's www.heartandstrokefoundation.ca.
Okay.
I'm just looking for it because I say it in French very easily,
mm-hmm.
but I don't say it in English that easily. I'm really sorry. My English is very rusty.
Oh, no, it's very good. It's very good. www.heartandstrokefoundation.ca, so it's easy to remember. And if somebody would like to give a donation to the Heart and Stroke Foundation for the Estrie region, what number should they call?
They can call us on if they're outside Sherbrooke area
mm-hmm.
and it's a long-distance phone call, they can do the 1-888-473-4636. And in the Sherbrooke region, is 819-562-7942.
Okay, so those are two numbers and a website. That's great. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, I wish everyone a great Valentine's Day. And they're welcome to go to the different places such as Boston Pizza,
mm-hmm.
Casa Grec,
mm-hmm.
in Quaticook to the show, and also to encourage our volunteers that are present everywhere in shopping center, grocery store, and other public places to ask for donations. So we count on people's generosity to help us raise money for research and health promotion.
That's great because it's so important. Research is so important, and there's been so many major breakthroughs in, you know, just even a year's time, I think.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is. And it still is very, I think we have to really be still taking care of our health, even if a lot of people think that now it's a very common
mm-hmm.
sickness and we're over it.
mm-hmm.
We're not.
No.
not.
Mm-hmm. No, it is. It's very important to, look after our health, and especially for women out there, as you say, because they're busy looking after everyone else.
That's right.
Okay.
So it's also our day. Valentine's Day is Women's Day. Why not?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you very much, Bridget. And you're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
To some, the thought of having a device burrowing through their arteries to remove a blockage is terrifying. What's even more disturbing is knowing there are trans fat-laden foods that lead to blockages available almost everywhere. That's why the Heart and Stroke Foundation is fighting to make trans fats in processed foods history. This is what happens when you put your heart into it.